they can sing. I saw that in a movie one time, and I finally get to use it. But just a few of the things that we want to let you know. If you need the restrooms, they're right through the door in the back of the sanctuary. So feel free to use them if need be. And also, halfway through, we'll be taking a love offering for Glory Way. So we appreciate anything that God leads you to give to them. And I know they appreciate that. But we're here tonight to honor God. And so let's uplift him in prayer, and then we'll turn it over to them. Let's pray. God, we come to you this night. We thank you for the beautiful day you've given us. Every day that we have and we wake up in is a blessing. And Father, as we gather tonight, Lord, we'll hear your redemptive story in a different way. It won't be a preaching message, but God, we will hear the truth of your word through song. And Father, I thank these men for their traveling, their coming, their heart. And Father, I pray that you sing through them tonight. And may all of us walk away encouraged, blessed, and even convicted if need be. And God, we raise this whole evening to you knowing that if we glorify you and honor you, then you will have the results of all of that's left. And Father, we just thank you and praise you in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back. Glad you're here.
When a sea of trouble tosses you around. But you're going down, just like the disciples in the boat back then. Jesus can calm the storm again. If you're caught in the middle of a raging sea and the storm is moving in fast, the wind is howling and you don't know how long you're gonna last. Lift your cries to the one who sees and hears. Raise your hand. For the winds and waves, they will obey, cause they still know his voice. Oh, they still know his voice.
When fear starts rising like the tide, clouds of doubt rolling in the sky,
he will walk on the water to where you are.
Oh, he'll speak peace to your heart.
If you're caught in the middle of a raging sea and the storm is moving in fast, the wind is howling and you don't know how long you're gonna last. Lift your cries to the one who sees and hears. Raise your hands and rejoice. For the winds and waves, they will obey, cause they still know his voice. Oh, they still know his voice.
He's still the master of the wind and the wave. Amen.
Caught in the middle of a raging sea and the storm is moving in fast. The wind is howling and you don't know how long you're gonna last. Lift your cries to the one who sees and hears. Raise your hands and rejoice. For the winds and waves, they will obey, cause they still know.
Well, we are Glory Way, and we're so excited to be back here at Temple with you folks, and we're glad we got such a great crowd out tonight, and we hope we're just a blessing to you.
When I need a little blessing in my life to help me walk that lonesome road,
I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus. chains are.
He'll ever abide. When I need a little
comfort for my soul, someone to share my heavy load,
I call on Jesus. Hears my cry.
He hears my cry.
Oh, and the storm clouds
gather all around above me, and I can't see the light of day.
I call on Jesus.
Jesus.
He's always there.
Because he's always there.
There's not another
friend who could ever love me enough to take those clouds away.
I call on Jesus. All right, does anyone in the Lord's house tonight still believe in the power of prayer? We got a prayer answering God, a miracle working God. We can call on him anytime, day or night. When I need a little feeding from the bread of life that only he can give, I call on Jesus. I'll never deny. So when I need a little drink from a living water, I can always drink my fill.
I call on Jesus, and I'm satisfied.
With the storm cloud
gather all around above me, and I can't see the light of day.
I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus.
He's always there.
He's always there.
There's not another
friend who could ever love me enough to take those clouds away.
I call on Jesus.
Storm clouds gather all around above me, and I can't see the light of day.
I call on Jesus,
because
he's always there.
He's always there.
There's not another friend
who could ever love me enough to take those clouds away.
I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus.
And I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus.
And I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus. Storm clouds gather all around above me, and I can't see the light of day.
I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus.
'Cause he's always there.
'Cause he's always there.
There's not another
friend who could ever love me enough to take those clouds away.
I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus.
And I call on Jesus.
I call on Jesus.
My goodness, you guys are excited already. Yeah. Hey, we should be excited. We're on the winning side. Jesus is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's still amazing as he ever was. I'm so thankful that we can count on him no matter what. When the storm comes, my feet are planted on a solid rock, and his name is Jesus. Amen. We've got an unshakable God tonight. Amen.
Heaven and earth may pass, and nothing we see is made to last. The sun may forget to shine, but Lord, you're beyond all space and time.
You are the rock. My feet are on the strength that makes me strong. I stand before you in awe. Though everything may fail me, still you will always be the unshakable God. Oh,
And when I'm alone in life, I'm a never alone. You're by my side. You are the rock. My feet are on the strength that makes me strong. I stand before you in awe. Though everything may fail me, still you will always be the unshakable God. Whether I live or die, in sickness or health, if you give or take my wealth, the riches I have are like none else. You are the rock. My feet are on the strength that makes me strong. I stand before you in awe. Though everything may fail me, still you will always the rock. My feet are on the string that makes me strong. I stand before you in awe. Though everything may fail me, still you will always be the unshakable God.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He's the rock my feet are on, the strength that makes me strong. What an amazing God he is. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, and how many is seeing Glory Way for the very first time? Well, a good handful of you. Bless your heart. And the rest of you have seen us before. Raise your hand. Let me see that. All right. Well, you newbies, we're glad you're here. We're honored you're here tonight. God bless you. It's our first time seeing you too. And all you other folks, oh, we're so glad you come back. We love you to death. And I see so many friends out here we've seen in this area, this community. And we're just honored that you come back again. God bless you. Thank you so much. Now, do you still like the old songs? Well, that wasn't very convincing. I mean, I don't know what to do with that. Let me ask again. I'm going to ask this side. Do y'all still like the old songs over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all will figure that out later while I pick this song. We're going to go back 1949. Now, does anybody here remember 1949?
No pointing at each other now. Okay.
We got folks that are meant to it and folks pointing at each other. You're in church. Remember that. Now, I know that you're going to know this song. If you've spent any time listening to any music, you've heard this song before. And we want you to sing along with us, all right, if you know the words. If you don't know the words, don't sing so loud you mess us all up, all right? Here's one called I Saw the Light.
Filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, yeah, I saw the light.
Well, I saw the light, I saw the light.
Well,
no more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Well, just like the blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then just like the blind man, the God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, well, I saw the light.
Well, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
All turn to your neighbor and say, hey, I'm a better singer than you, listen. Well, I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate, narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Well, I saw the light, I saw the light.
Well,
no more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
The light, the light.
Amen. Oh, my friend over here is from Doylestown, Ohio, and he's been singing since he was a little kid, sang all of his life. You would think he'd be better than what he is. But he sang with his family for many, many years, and you remember when he sung with his family, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah.
And he sang with them for a long time, and they got tired of him, and they fired him. And now he's our problem. No, we are honored. I tell you what, this young man is one of the best singers you will ever hear. And I mean that with all of my heart. And I tell you what, people think that he looks like Radar from MASH. What do you think? You really think so?
Pretty quick, yes.
Look like who? You said it too loud, ma'am. You got to say it. What?
Please speak that up so we can.
Our best friend from Illinois.
Oh, we don't know them.
You been to Illinois?
No.
Well, you know, he might have used to look like Radar from MASH. He had different glasses. Well, he got tired of everybody calling Radar, so he bought new glasses. Yeah. So now he looks like Harry Potter. Would you make Brian Langley welcome? Would you like for him to sing a song tonight?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, about four of them. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want him to sing a song. You know what? There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small for him. There's nothing that he cannot do. Amen? And if you know Jesus, you know a man who can.
And I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again.
But I know a man who can.
And I can't take a soul that's sin sick and wash it white as the snow.
But I know a man who can. And some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call
strength. And if you think that no one loves you and that your life is out of hand,
but I know a man who can.
For I can't walk, I can't walk upon the the raging sea, Lord, but I know a man who can, and I can't cause, nor did I strive to help it or the lame to get up and walk again, oh, but I know of a man who
to see John here.
Bless my heart.
You know, there's something different about John now than when he was here before. He's a grandpa times two.
Yes, sir. Two little girls, one 5 months, one 6 months.
He's also broke now, too. And he's living up to this grandpa thing. I have to tell you folks this. I mean, he's carrying pills now. He never did that before. And
they're vitamins. Vitamins.
But he's from West Virginia. And he lives in a little town there called Dixie, West Virginia. The population is still 221. He's the one. And there's still no cell phone service down there. We were just there a few weeks ago, and there is no cell phone service still down there. And they have no gas station still down there. And they have a little church down there called Bell Creek Baptist Church. We sung there many times. Mm-hmm. And right beside there, they got them a Dollar General store.
Yeah. We call it the Dixie Walmart. I don't have to drive an hour to get stuff, so that's a blessing. I don't care who you are.
And why don't you sit down over there at the piano? And he learned how to play the piano from buying a piano at the Dollar General. Folks, this is a true story. Yeah. He went down there. He said, "Do y'all have a piano?" They said, "We sure do." He said he had $10 to spend. Folks, $10 for a piano, you can't get too much for that.
That was
a lot
of money. They
said they had one for you.
And, yep, I got change back.
You know, they got him a Fisher Price.
Yeah. Yeah, but I couldn't play it on stage because it only had 12 keys. It made me look like a little rabbit when I was trying to play. So I had to get one with a lot more keys on it.
And that one they don't have at the Dollar General store. It wouldn't even fit through the door down there.
No, this is, you know, this is like a motorcycle. It's Yamaha. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
John, there's no R on the end of that. It simply says Yamaha.
That's what I said, Yamaha. But anyway, I figured if I used to ride Yamaha motorcycles. I figured I could drive a Yamaha piano, so that's what I got. Yeah.
You're doing pretty good on it. And that one, didn't come from the dealership.
No, you can't get this at the dealership. I went to the dealership and asked them, and they looked at me like I had two heads. They don't carry these at the motorcycle dealership, just so in case you're wanting to get one. They said I had to order it and said it would come from the rainforest, so that's where I got it from the rainforest. Yeah.
Are you okay over there?
I'm just telling the
story. I mean, you're just going on and on.
I'm just telling the story.
I mean, you're telling stuff you don't need to tell.
Well, I mean,
now they're just waiting to know what rainforest you got it from.
It's Amazon. Do y'all have that? It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I can get on my computer and I can go to the rainforest and I just type in piano and it just, all these pianos show up and I pick one, it shows up at my house. It's not even wet when it gets there. It's amazing. I mean, you ought to try that Amazon thing. I mean, it's cool.
Did you take your pills today?
It's vitamins, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you folks this. I don't tell everybody this, but he pastored for 20 years. You folks see why he's with us now, right? make John Cole welcome this evening.
The good we can enjoy ourselves in the house of the Lord. Honestly, as a child of God, we ought to be able to enjoy ourselves anywhere we are. We're on the winning side. Jesus is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And even my trials have the purpose of God in them. And that's something to always remember. That even when stuff doesn't happen the way we expect, even when things catch us off guard, God never says, "I didn't see that coming." God's got it all under control. And when we think we're the end of our rope, God says, "I've got this." When we've got a mountain ahead of us that we think there's no way we could ever climb to the top, God gives us the strength to climb. And when there's a valley that seems too deep and wide for us to ever get through it, it's when God picks us up and carries us along. You ever seen the story of the footprints? My story of the footprints has one set of footprints and then two trenches behind. You know what those trenches are? That was the heels of my feet as God was dragging me where I didn't want to go. Sometimes he has to do that too, you know. But even when we get a bad report from the doctor, I like to go to him for a second opinion, because he's the great physician. Can take away pain, can make a way when there is no way, and he's still breaking chains.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you've been trying to feel that empty hole inside, listen, folks, there's a better life. Oh, there's a better life.
If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, he's a way maker, a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. He's a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. If you believe, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Can you testify now?
If you believe it, oh, if you receive it, oh, yeah. If you can feel it, somebody testify.
Gonna testify.
If you believe it, oh, if you receive it.
Come on now,
if you can feel it, somebody testify. Oh, if you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. God chains, he's a chain breaker.
I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I was freed and forgiven. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same.
And all my hope is in Jesus. And thank God.
I'm glad that my hope is in Jesus Christ, not in the things of this world, but only in the things that are unseen, that are eternal in the heavens. Amen. I'm thankful to know Jesus tonight. And listen, you've met two of us, and I'll introduce the third one here in just a second. I always like to say this as we're introducing each other, because our names aren't important other than just that we might be able to fellowship and talk with you. We're nobodies. There's only one name worthy of all honor and all glory and all praise, and that is the name of Jesus, the only name whereby we must be saved. Amen. So whatever platform that God places us on, it's truly an honor and a privilege to sing about him and to share him with whoever shows up. And so we look at it as we're singing to an audience of one. And if we please him and we lift up his name, then folks will be drawn unto him to be saved, and those who already know him will be lifted up and blessed in the process. And that's what we look for anytime God places us wherever he places us. So we're just nobodies trying to tell everybody about somebody who could save anybody. Amen? Amen. Yes, amen. So tonight, I want to introduce to you Sing and Lead. Started Glory Way back in 2002. 6'4" and a whole lot more. The biggest nobody I know. Make Mr. Justin Crank welcome, would you?
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they are the ones you've been looking for all this time. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, then you changed the world. The moral of the story is that everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? And say, I'm just a
nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down,
go down,
down,
go down
in history,
go down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's whatever
we'll be. And if they all bring in my name, well, that's fine. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody to save my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Do we have any nobodies in here? We're sharing Jesus with everybody. Amen.
So let me go down.
Go down.
Down.
Go down.
In a history.
Go down in history.
As another blood bond. Well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell
nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
Boy, there's joy in knowing Jesus, amen? All you can do better than that. There's joy in knowing Jesus, amen? Oh, my. You know, we all have lost friends and loved ones that have been near and dear to us. And we long to see them again. But if they knew Jesus, and you know Jesus, heaven just got a whole lot sweeter for you. And you'll get to see them again one day in a place where there's no more crying, no more dying. In just a little while, amen. I'm gone for a while, but just a little. It's okay. Cry, but just a little. Honestly, I hope I missed. I promised you better days than this. You'll trade your tears for heaven's bliss. Just a little while.
Because right now I'm in the arms of Jesus. I'm home and I'm feeling fine. No more pain. There's no more crying. The battle's done. Victory is mine. You'll call your name and you'll come running, and I can't wait to see you smile together again. It will happen in just a little while.
It's okay. Just a little. Death will scare you, but just a little.
We are more than conquerors through Him.
Remember, we'll be together again. And forever with you.
In just a little while. Because right now I'm in the arms of Jesus. I'm home and I'm feeling fine. No more pain. There's no more crying. The battle's done, and victory is mine. You'll call your name, and you'll come running, and I can't wait to see you smile together again. It will happen in just.
Aren't you thankful for the promise of heaven tonight?
You'll call your name and you'll come running, and I can't wait to see you smile
together again. It will happen
in just a little while.
Aren't you thankful to know that with a child of God, it's never goodbye. It's only see you later. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And those who have gone on will see him again. And we'll see our Savior just as he is. Crank, sing a little more of that, would you?
It's okay to grieve, but just a little. Oh, death is gonna scare you, but just a little. We are more than conquerors through him. Remember, we'll be together again, hand in hand, forever we'll begin. In just a little while. Amen. 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 I'm going to have the pastor come on up this way. Are y'all having a good time so far tonight? Amen. We love you folks, and we appreciate you coming out tonight. I'm sure there's other things you could have been doing, but you took your time to be here, and that means a lot to us. And our ministry, we couldn't do what we do without folks like you, and we appreciate you being here tonight from the bottom of our hearts. Pastor?
I'll tell you, I can't help but think that the greatest thing about being broken is being healed by the love and the hand of God. And I think that is going on right now today. And in our brokenness, we serve a mighty God that has promised us that though they're coming, we're going to be touched by that brokenness. But don't fear, because he's overcome the world. And so we are victorious today because we have the love of Christ and we have the promises of God in our life. I so greatly appreciate the way that has been portrayed for us thus far tonight through the songs and through your excitement and joy, because I'll tell you, we live in a world that wants to see this joy. We live in a world that wants to know the truth, and it's not about a church address. It's about extending the kingdom of God, and that's why we're here tonight, because it's about the kingdom. It's about allowing us to be a part of something far greater than what we see and far greater than what we'll ever experience this side of heaven. And that's a joy just to be a part of that. So I thank these men for coming in their heart. You think they like what they do? Amen for that. At this time, we're going to take a love offering up for them as the gentlemen come. And we'll have a word of prayer. And then I trust that as God stirs you and uses you to give to them, know that it's going to be able to be used to further the gospel message all around the world. So we appreciate that. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. You are more than a God that we realize. We live in a broken world, but yet a beautiful world. You're still in control. You're still sustaining all of this. And God, as we hear the story of how heaven is going to be our home, and as we share many times that everyone will walk into eternity, but only a few will make it home. And God, tonight I pray if anyone is here that is questioning whether they're going to be in home in heaven, Father, today may those tears of pain be turned into joys of salvation tonight. And God, as we take this offering up, I pray that you multiply it in many, many ways into the hearts of all. Not only the hands, bless them that give, but Father, bless the hearts because of the glory way being able to continue to do what you've blessed them to do. God, we raise all that to you in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you.
taught him everything he knows. You still know how to play in G, right?
Yep.
What was that nonsense?
That was 4G. And that was 5G, and your cell service just got better in here.
Don't laugh at that. It ain't funny. You're encouraging him. Hey, we're going to do a song that I think most of you all know it. And this song is going to have audience participation. Y'all excited? This side is. This, you folks over here. All right. The two people in the front here are excited. I'm not sure about the rest over here. But there's going to be a part in this song where y'all going to have to sing, okay? And if you don't, that's fine. We'll just keep doing it till you decide you want to. So let's just do it right the first time. You roll that chord for me there, buddy. That was special.
Okay.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now help me out, guys. I hide it under a bush, oh no.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush, oh no. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, I won't let Satan blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, I won't let Satan blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I won't let Satan blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
All right, this is your part right here, all right? We're gonna sing this little light of mine. Here we go. This little. Sounding good. My side singing louder.
I'm gonna let it shine.
This
little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Hey, you know, I've never heard you play any better than what you're doing now, but it's a little loud. And I can't, you still gotta play. And I can't hear them like I need to, okay? That's good. Hey, there's a whole lot more of you over here than over here. And they're singing louder than you. Here we go. This little
light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine.
Some glad morning.
Yeah, that's good.
When this life is hard. I can tell you, my grandma never did all that. I'm gonna fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. 5G. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gonna fly away. All right, put your hands together. Help us out.
I'll fly away, oh Lord,
Done nothing all night.
He ought to sing it.
Yeah, you've done nothing. I want you to sing the second verse and sing it real high, okay? Don't look up there, just sing high.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, there's just a few more weary days in bed.
You know why? Now you know why people call him precious. That was ridiculous.
What?
Y'all think you should do that again? Yeah. Hit it, maestro.
Well, there's just a few more weary days in there.
Don't give him the big head. We got to take him home.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to fly away.
Going to fly away.
Oh, one of these days.
Going to fly away.
We're going to fly away.
Going to fly away.
Fly away. Well, fly away, oh glory, high, fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye bye. I'll fly away, oh high, fly away, oh glory, high, yes, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye bye. I'll fly away. That's it, oh, when I die, hallelujah, bye bye.
I'm gonna fly.
Think you were thinking of me as your son died that day. To think how he suffered so my sins would be washed away. A love that could not be contained. The ultimate price that was paid.
God, you're amazing, you're never changing. I have new hope since you've given me a life, and I can see clearly because you live in me. The truth is revealed through your Son, Jesus Christ. The ultimate price paid for me, and I will forever see
love you have shown, let it flow from the depths of my soul.
From the depths of my soul.
Oh, my heart and my mind,
I surrender to you full control. I surrender, surrender all.
Give to you all of my praise, and forever,
forever
I worship your
I
name.
Worship your God, you're amazing, you're never changing. I have new hope since you've given me life. I can see clearly because you live in me. The truth is revealed through your Son, Jesus Christ. The ultimate price paid for me. And I will forever see God, you're amazing.
Oh, yes.
God, you're amazing.
I give to you all of my praise.
All of my praise.
And forever I worship your name.
God, you're amazing.
We serve an awesome, amazing, incredible God tonight.
God, you're amazing. You're never changing. I have new hope since you've given me life.
Tonight, what a mighty God we have, amen. God, you're amazing.
God, you're amazing. You're never changing. I have new hope since you've given me life. And I can see clearly because you live in me. The truth is revealed through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Aren't you thankful for the Word of God tonight and the promises of the Word of God, and that we have men like the pastor here that will share the Word of God? And without hearing the Word of God, how would we ever come to know the love of Christ? How would we ever come to know that we needed a Savior? And I'm thankful one night that I heard that preaching of the Word, and that Word lodged in my heart, and the Holy Spirit tugged on my heart, and I said, yes, Jesus, save me. I'm thankful for those letters on those pages, and especially the ones that are colored red, for those are the words of our Savior, and we want to sing that song for you tonight. I hope it's a blessing to you.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. The Son of God hanging on a hill. Hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify.
would have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me, and it would take a miracle to wash me clean.
Then I read the red letters, and the ground began to shake. The prison walls started falling, and I became a free man that day.
It fell like lightning in my veins. My dead heart began to beat. The breath of God filled my lungs. Then the Holy Ghost awakened me. Yeah, the Holy Ghost awakened me.
When I read the red, began to shake. The prison walls started falling, and I became a free man that day.
Now listen.
For God so loved the whole wide world, sent his only Son to die for me. Arms spread wide for the whole wide world. His arms spread wide where mine should be. Jesus changed my destiny. Thank you, God, for red letters. When the ground began to shake, the grace of God started falling. I became a free man.
I was a free man.
I became a free man that day.
Sun sets free is what? Free indeed. I'm thankful for the freedom in Christ.
Amen. I'll tell you what, Brian is singing his heart out tonight for you folks. He hasn't worked that hard in a long time. I think he's done a wonderful job.
I got a good side over here is what it is. Yeah. See?
That's all right. I love you folks over here. That's all right. Y'all had a good time tonight? Has God been lifted up tonight? Amen. You know, he's worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, and we love to sing his praises. It's worth every mile that we travel. And folks, this may look like fun, but it gets rough. I mean, we travel 220 days a year and 70,000 miles. It gets rough. And we do it because we love to sing the praise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we can touch one of your hearts, it's worth every mile that we travel. We just want to be a blessing to those that we get to share and we get to minister to. And I never leave a place without saying these words. No matter what you think, there is someone who always cares for you. And his name is Jesus. and he loves you. Let me say that again. He loves you no matter what. When life gets tough and problems come, he's a rock that we can lean on. Sometimes we need to just go back to that old song we learned in Sunday school. We get away from that. I always think, oh, that's childish. But sometimes we need to go back to that and say, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Why? The Bible tells me so. Amen? He's an amazing God. And God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I'm going to sing this chorus, and I want you to sing it with me. Because if you're here today, God has been good to you. He's given you another day. And he deserves all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Amen? You see, God is so good. You believe that?
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Aren't you thankful that when you're in time of need, he's always there? And you can go to him. John, sing those words.
God still answers prayer.
You believe that?
Oh my God, he still answers prayer. Oh my God, still answers prayer. 'Cause he's so good. Oh, he's so good.
I remember 1987, I was a 9-year-old boy. Don't none of you do the math. And that very day in that service in that old church, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, he's the greatest friend you'll ever have. And I am thankful, so thankful, for the day that he saved my soul. Amen. Sing it, Brian.
For he saved my soul. Oh, he saved my soul. And he saved my soul.
About one more time, Brian. You got one more of those in you.
For he saved our soul. Oh, he reached down and saved our soul. And he saved my soul.
Been a joy to be here tonight. We're going to sing one more song. And before we do that, I want to let you know we do have some of our ministry items out there. It's a great way to support us and keep us going down the road. If you like what you heard, please take something home with you. If you didn't like what you heard, that's fine. Just take something home with you. Buy it first, though. And we have our CD out there called God, You're Amazing. A lot of the songs we sung tonight are on the CD. And we're thankful for the CD. We just found out the song just a little while. It's now charting nationwide radio, and we're excited about that. And I think this is my favorite one we've ever done, John. You believe that?
I believe that.
I think you sung better than you ever have on that one.
But you sang it.
Anyways, we ask a $20 donation for that CD. You can get any three of our older CDs if you like the older songs or songs like He's Alive and Chainbreaker, I Know a Man Who Can, I Saw the Light. Stuff like that will be on our older stuff. We also have a Christmas CD. Any three of those are a $20 donation as well. And we have seven all together, don't we, John?
We have seven CDs, and we wrap them up in a souvenir rubber band from the Dixie, West Virginia Dollar General Store. And so that's the best rubber band you'll ever own, I promise, yeah.
$50 donation for all seven. You folks that drive the fancy cars, I've seen some of them out there. And you don't have CD players anymore. Don't you worry. We have something for you. It's called a USB flash drive. And it has over 80 songs on it. It actually has the red letters on it, which is not available on CD. And Unshakable God. It has a couple extra songs that are not even on CD if you get that USB. And, John, how much is that?
That is also a $50 donation. I don't know why they call it a flash drive. It just sits there. It doesn't flash or anything, just in case
you're
were wondering.
You're saying too much again, John.
Well, stuff just comes out. It's trying to be a blessing.
And if the folks want a rubber band on that, you'd help them out?
I can put a rubber band on it for you. It still won't flash or anything, but you'll have a good rubber band.
We also have some shirts out there. I love this one. It says faith. We all could use a little faith right now. Amen? And then we have one that says, with God, all things are possible. There's nothing that he cannot do. We have these sizes, small all the way up to my size, triple blessed. You're not supposed to laugh at that. And then we have this one. This is my absolute favorite one. It says, I still love the flag, and God we trust. Amen? And then our shirts are a $20 donation. And, John, since you're sitting there thinking real hard, why don't you put a total thing all together, all of it?
Okay, a big package thing.
Be nice.
I'm always nice. All of our music, either the CDs or the flash drive that doesn't flash, a T-shirt of your choice, and a hat of your choice. And, you know, usually on those commercials they say, and that's not all. But wait, you get that souvenir rubber band from the Dixie, West Virginia Dollar General. Yeah. For a $70 donation, you'll get all that, including that rubber band. And we do take cash, good checks, and all major debit and credit cards.
We truly, truly thank you for your support back there. That helps our ministry so very, very much. If you would like to keep up with Glory Way, we have a clipboard out there. Put your email on there. We'll send out information, let you know when we're in the area, things going on with the group. If you want that email sent to you, just sign up for it. If you don't want that email sent to you, please don't sign up for it. We're also on social media, and follow us there. Just type Glory Way in your social media, and we'll pop right up. And we update that all the time, and we look forward to seeing some of you, being some of our followers on there. We'd love to have you on there. And we also support a ministry while we're out on the road. And this ministry only gets support through organizations like us. This ministry is called Child Fund. And I totally, totally believe in this ministry. And I've seen the goodness that it does for these children that are in very, very difficult poverty living situations. $39 donation a month provides that child nourishment, education, clothing, health care, and fresh, clean water every day. You don't know how much of a difference that you're making in this child's life that is in a difficult situation. It's $39 a month for as long as you want to, 1 month, 2 months, 10 years. It's totally, totally up to you. It's a very, very quick fill out, three lines. Radar here will help you with it, because he's good at that stuff. And I hope that some of you tonight would choose to make a difference in a child's life. We have churches doing this. We have a lot of individuals doing this. And we believe in this so much that if you would support a child tonight, We will give you all our music absolutely free. We'll give you a shirt, a hat, whatever you want, absolutely free if you sponsor a child. Y'all had a good time tonight?
Well, I am glad that you had a good time because we had a good time. And I'm thankful for the joy that I've seen in the room. And I know that that joy comes from knowing Jesus. And when you know Jesus, you've experienced a freedom that the world cannot give you. The greatest symbol of freedom I've ever known is the cross of Christ. That the very Son of God would spread his arms open wide, allow his very creation to nail him there, not because he was guilty, but because you and I were guilty. And he was paying the sin debt that we might have that freedom. We'd be set free from the penalty of sin, from the guilt of sin, from the power of sin, from the dominion of sin over our life and be made fit vessels for heaven, not because we can do anything or have done anything, but all because of what he did for me and that he did for you. Aren't you thankful for the freedom of Christ? I hope tonight that you know this man, Jesus. The second greatest symbol of freedom I've ever known is the flag. A lot of people try to make a lot of things out of it, and I'm not trying to make a political statement at all. I'm simply saying the flag stands for freedom. This country was founded upon Christian principles, and I believe this country has been blessed by God. And no matter what our problems might be, I am glad that God has blessed us with the freedom we have tonight, the freedom that we can gather together tonight to worship him. And it doesn't matter about philosophy and politics and all these things. We've received the freedom of Almighty God. But you know what? It's time God's people start standing for the things of God. And you know how we stand? By getting our knees dirty and getting on our knees and praying that revival would come to this land. It's God's people that need to be praying for our country. But you know what? I'm also thankful, and Glory Way is thankful, and we love to honor anyone who has taken part in providing this freedom along with God. And that's the men and women who have served in our armed services all down through the years. And we would like tonight for anyone who has ever served or is currently serving in our armed services to stand, that we, Glory Way, and everyone in this room might honor and show you respect tonight and thank you for what you've done. There's one. Who else do we have in here? Look at these fellas. Looky here. Now, please stay standing. I certainly don't want to embarrass you. We honestly want to honor you because, listen, you are not honored often enough. You're not respected often enough. And if we can show you a little bit of that honor and respect tonight so that you know that you matter to Glory Way, and we thank you. And I want you to know something. We are thankful because no matter how you ended up in the service, whatever got you there, when you signed your name or whatever you did, you were laying your life on the line for us. And you didn't even know us, but you did that. And we are thankful for that. And I hope everyone in this room is thankful for that tonight. And I want to do one more thing. I want to make this personal, and we want to thank you personally. So we want to know your name and the branch of service that you served in. And I'd like to start with this brother right here. Tell us really loud your name and the branch of service so we can truly thank you.
I'm Gary Burkett, and I serve in
the U.S. Navy. Gary, thank you for your service tonight. Can we honor Gary? Yes, sir. Thank you. This brother here. Joe, God bless you. I like your hat, brother. Thank you for your service. All the way in the back. Brad, thank you for your service, my friend. God bless you. In front of Brad. Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you so much. Let's go right here. Charlie, thank you for your service tonight. There's our buddy right there. Bob, good to see you tonight. Thank you for your service. Right here. God bless you, Joe. Penguins fan. Yeah. God bless you, brother. Gary, God bless you. Thank you for your service. Here's our buddy right here. Yes, and we thank you tonight. Thank all of you. God bless you.
The flag does still stand for freedom. But listen, friend, there's no freedom like knowing Jesus, right? No freedom like knowing Jesus. Long ago, people began a brand new way of life, a nation to uphold everybody's rights. A lady who gives liberty to even those who put her down. But as for me, I'll honor her and I'll stand up proud.
I still love the country where my fathers died to give us all the freedoms to simply live our lives.
And every moment that I live, I am grateful for this land.
'Cause I know how blessed I am to be free. I still love the flag that stands for liberty.
I know I'm a stranger. Heaven is where I belong. But while I'm here upon this earth, I have no other home. And though it's not a perfect place, I know this world will never be. And that is why I'm a longing for eternity.
I still love the country where my fathers died. Give us all our freedoms to simply live our lives. And every moment that I live, I am grateful for this land. 'Cause I know how blessed I am to just be free. I still love the flag that stands for liberty.
Enjoyed Glory Way tonight. We hope we can come back sometime. I want to have Pastor come on up this way. Father God, we're so thankful for your love and your mercy. We're so thankful for this church. And we pray, Lord, you bless this church and bless this pastor and let him do wonderful things for the kingdom of God. And Father, we just ask that you give everyone here tonight a safe journey home. And Father, we ask you to watch over us as we go from place to place and just allow us to be a blessing to those that we get to share with. That's all we ever want to be. And we thank you for you sending your son. We can't thank you enough for that. And we love you. And all God's children said, amen, Pastor.
Jesus.
just want to keep you just a couple more minutes. I think it'd be wrong of us to share Christ and not give you an opportunity to respond to it. If you're here today and you don't know him, if you would die right now and you question whether you'd be in heaven and home, don't leave without talking to someone. Because I'm going to tell you, we don't know what those doors, outside those doors hold. And to share Christ in such a fabulous way and to let you go without giving you an opportunity would be wrong. If you're here tonight and you don't know Christ, will you just please stay? I don't have nothing until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll stay with you because to me there's no greater mission in this world but to save the lost from hell. And that's our goal in life. And I want to give you that opportunity. If you're here today and you are a child of God, I hope you're stirred more than just by the music. I pray you're stirred by the message that we serve an unbelievable, unchangeable God. And whatever you may be going through tonight, however hard it may be, rest in his care. He got you. He's a God of promise, and he's a faithful God. And I want to give this time to close. I know that many are traveling different ways. And again, appreciate Glory Way coming in. And we're already scheduled for next year. They just don't know it yet. But one of the greatest things that we have is a common thread of Christ among all of us. That's what we share. And by God's grace, if you're not saved tonight, don't leave without him. Let's bow and pray for that one who may be lost tonight. God, we come to you and we want to just ask of you. You are the God that changes the heart of men. And God, when you change that heart, you change the outside. How dare we look around and see and take a judgment or take a guess? But God, I'm praying right now for that one who may be here, whether in our auditorium or whether watching live. Father, that has never come to that bloodstained cross. Father, may tonight they understand the need, the importance of, because we are not promised tomorrow. And God, you are the God who will stir their heart. You'll convict them to the point to where they can't walk out because they got to know the way to you. And that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray that you just stir all of us to share that redemptive story as often as you give us opportunity. Not be afraid of what man can do, but God, be glorified that you want to use us and encouraged and strengthened. God, we pray that your hand will go upon all of us tonight as we travel. And as we think of what we heard tonight, may we go forth as your army, soldiers for the cause of your son. God, we thank you for these men. We pray you put a hedge about them, keep them safe in the many miles they travel, and may you continue to sing through them for your honor and your glory. God, we pray all of this in your son's name. Amen. If any of you want to talk, I'm going to stay up here for a couple minutes. Come up and we'll talk and we'll share Christ with you.